it is possible this time to visit the America. Actually, it is all to the arrange the affectionate Vaishnavas, they arrange it as world tour. But it is not my official visit actually. I come to meet with my friends and their families, who is very affectionate with me and always giving their mercy. For my spiritual life, I am enlightened by them. And to give honor of them and also meet with them, as a tourist I come this time. But it is very happily come to me. I shall speak something about Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada Desi Bhaktivedanta Swami and through our Srila Guru Maharaj, you are all learned about Krishna consciousness more or less. Our identification, externally, also internally, we are a religious preacher. Guru Maharaj appointed me as his missionary in charge and also deities and devotees guardian servitor. But my real identification, I am a servitor of the Vaishnavas. Sometimes it is guardian, we are telling, that is manager also, guardian of some affairs. I am feeling like that, management in charge. But other way, I have some identification, that's also given by our Guru Varga, I am a religious preacher also. You know which religion, that is Krishna consciousness, and it's come so long ago through our Divine Master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And after that, Srila Guru Maharaj also spread and sometimes clarified this Krishna consciousness. We are everybody living in this illusionary environment, and from that environment, for the rescuing us, Bhagavan Krishna Himself coming time to time and sending His associates, also taking some form of avatars. This is the work of Sri Krishna, direct or indirectly. Here I want to tell little that my English is very poor. I cannot express perfectly. You forgive there if any wrong must be there, but you forgive my English deficiency. Anyhow, you know the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there Krishna said, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sriyarnaha paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. Bhagavan himself coming, what for? Now when religion, it is going, religion is getting much disturbance and going suppressed way, that time giving relief and nourishment to the devotees and clarifying to other jiva souls many way, vinashaya cha duskrita means that's also one kind of clarification. Clarification is English.
Purification.
Yes. Vinashaya cha duskrita. Actually cannot kill. Atma not destroyed. And that illusionary movement, it is killed by the Krishna. Dharma sansthapanarthaya. But what is dharma? Dharma means religion. And whose religion? Religion, it is the scripture said, religions in one. That is dharma jasyang madatmaka. Only one religion, and that is service to the Krishna. Jivet sarupai Krishna nitya das. Krishna tatastha shakti veda ved prakash. Krishna das Kaviraj Goswami explain in Srimad Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dharma Krishna madatmaka kota gora takita mona acha. Jo Dharmastadnivodata. This is Manushya Gita about religion. What is religion? That explanation given in Manushya Gita. And also Srimad Bhagavat. That is Dharma Jashan Madhatmaka. Then also this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained very nice way. He told, if we search what is religion, we first go to search everywhere, top to bottom, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Everywhere we shall see there is some religion like that. What is the religion of water? Water's religion? Liquid. Liquidity.
Yes, liquidity.
Liquidity. Fire's religion? Burning. And this way, many examples given. These stones, religion is cutting now.
Hardness,
iron's religion's hardness.
Yeah,
many way given. I cannot speak in English that way. Anyhow, give an example. Yeah, every jiva souls, they have some existence and religion. All the transcendental world and mundane world, they are full of consciousness and existence, full of existence of jiva souls and full of consciousness. Consciousness, there it is religion of jiva souls. They are also one kind of religion. There is willing, feeling and thinking. That's also religion of jiva souls. He can feel, he has will and he has thinking. And through that, jiva soul always will try to do something. That is their religion. That is, jiva soul is existing power. Existing power. Jiva soul, nitya sarvagata sthanu achaloyam sanatana Srimad Bhagavad Gita says. A sanatana, that means eternal, transcendental. And jiva soul's religion, he always will try to do something and willing. And what he will do, he will feel that. But his existence, that is very nice. Satchit Ananda. He is part of Satchit Ananda. The Brihat. Brahma Vastu Sehachigya Angsha.
Part of the great. Part of the.
Part of.
The greatest, the infinite.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the part of that. And Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. And why Krishna? That's that many way the scriptures shown and it is revealed in the heart of the saint. Rishis, Munis, they shown many way, it is in the scriptures. Anyhow, Krishna, like sun and his ray, is jiva soul. Jiva soul's position like sun ray, and Krishna's position like sun, an example it is, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see. And Manusanghita said, Vidyadvi Sevita Sadvi Nitya Maddesha Ragivi Hridayena Bhanugyato Jodharmata Nibodhata. Indirectly, Manusanghita told this theory, yeah, what revealing in the heart of the saint, Vidyadvi, meaning who have knowledge, clean knowledge, and who have no enviousness, who have no angerness. Mm. Angerness
and anger.
Nittam Adesha
Ragini.
And who have regard for everybody, and who is feeling pain for others. That kind of saint, their heart, in the heart of that saint, it is revealing. And what is revealing? That is the religion of the jiva soul. Krishna bhakta niskamate shanto bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanto. Who have interest about mundane things, he is not sadhu. Who have no any interest for himself, who is always engaged himself 24 hours for the service to the Divine Lord. He is sadhu. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita said. But Mani Samhita indirectly, this conception told that Vidyadvi Sevita Sadhvi Nityam Abdesha Rahadvi Hidayin Abhanugyato Jodharma Stadvivodha. Then really actual religion, one, and that must be attracted to the divine, like sun to Krishna. English
body.
Then that religion always showing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why Krishna is the Supreme Personality, you can ask that question. And it is very easy to answer that. See, all the ecstatic activeness fully
found in him.
Found in the Krishna concept.
Yes.
Every higher, if we will try to search, if we will try to search what for we shall do the Krishna bhajan, we shall worship Krishna, then answer will come this way, that is everything fully it is effulgent way.
Manifested.
Self-manifested.
Is in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And we need that. Then we must worship Krishna. What we need? We need happiness. We need joyfulness. We need beauty, we need love, and we are searching. We are searching this. Birth after birth, we are trying to search. We need nectar, we need forever existence, eternal existence, we need the happiness,
harmony.
We need harmony, we need joyfulness, and if we search, that is everything fully, it is present in Krishna conception. No other God consciousness and no other God conception. It is fully present. And why I told no other, there is some cause, and if you search, you will see there a sonhood of Godhead. This is Krishna conception. But other conception, they are fatherhood of Godhead, maybe dasabhu prabhu.
Servitorship of God.
Serving God is the Father.
Servitorship.
Servitorship of Godhead. There are many relationships with God we can see.
Right.
And nirvishesh nirakar brahma.
Formless.
Formless, that is
impersonal.
Avoidable matter.
Makes it. It is negligible.
It is not possible, you see. The form of Krishna, Krishna, Brahma, he have no power, he nishakti, he have no form. all the creations have form, maybe transcendental or maybe mundane. All creations have some form, all jiva souls have some form, and all the matters have some form, and who is created, he has no form. It is unthinkable matter. And also, they are giving quotation from the Vedanta Upanishad, but they are giving other way that explanation. If we ask Rasa Vaisha in Vedanta Darshan, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Janmadrasya Jata, many slokas in Vedanta Darshan, they are not sloka, it is sutra, actually. Athato Brahma Jigyasa, you must do Brahma Jigyasa. What is the Brahma? Brahma Janmadrasya Jata. Tattu Samannaya, Ikkate Na Shabdam. Upanishad said, Rasa Vaisha, everywhere we are seeing the Krishna conception, they are present. Rasa, this word, it is for play. It is not vanished matter. Everybody's heart full of rasa. That may be some vikrita.
Changes.
Vikrita.
Distortion. Distortion.
It is spoiled. Spoiled some way.
Distortion.
Distortion. But there is present. We need sukh, happiness. Here is sukh. We are getting something, essence of that sukha. Maybe that is shadow, but we are getting some essence or existence. We are seeing that with everything. We are searching the ananda, joyfulness, happiness, and we are getting that essence from everything of this mundane world. But it is not steadily we are getting, and not steadily staying with us. And when possibility comes to stay with us, we are living in that. That is, it is beyond our control, the birth and death. We can make a good building, and there are many things, joyful matter, but suddenly if we will get death, then I am bound to leave everything. And next life, where shall I go? I do not know. It will reveal by my karma, activity. That is, to every action there is equal and opposite reaction, and activity giving some reaction. But in Krishna conception, they are full of joyfulness, ecstasy, happiness, everything. Present there, and that is transcendental world, everything, not losing anything there. And if we enter once in that world, never will come back. It's in the scripture we are seeing. Jatkatta non ivattante, tathama paramangmo, not necessary to come return. But sometimes from that plane, some of the avatars and also associates of the God or Lord coming in this mundane world, they have another cause. They are coming for rescuing from this conditioned soul to the transcendental world. That is, they are very kind, and they have much love for the conditioned soul. For that, they are coming time to time. And giving that consciousness what is our own property, that is Krishna consciousness, that is our main religion. We are not Brahmin, we are not Kshatriya, we are not Vaishya or Shudra. Mahaprabhu said, we are not king or we are Naham Vipra Nachanarapati Napi Vaishya Na Shudra Naham Varni Nachagrihapati Na Vanastho Jyotirpa. We are not sannyasi or brahmachari or anything. Our only identification, that is Gopi Bhattupada Kamalaya Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. We are the servitor. Servitor of Krishna. And Krishna, who is Krishna? Krishna is reality, the beautiful. And our position, we are all the servitor that Param Purush, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is very natural for us. That is, there is everything and our existence also built by that existence. Then automatically we must be attracted by that transcendental world. And that is our real religion. Manusangita and other scripture only shown us that religion. It is not only religion of the human body, it is religion of all of the jiva souls religion, actually. Not only human's religion. And that is real religion. We must be attracted if we are clean and if we want, if we will search that, we must get it. We have that type of qualification. And only our fault is here, we are all sleeping. Actually, we are not within our sense necessary to
revive.
আমাদেরকে জাগিয়ে
দেওয়া
নেসেসারি টু রিভাইভ, নেসেসারি টু ওয়েক আপ আস, অ্যান্ড দ্যাটস ডুইং দি স্ক্রিপচার অ্যান্ড সামটাইমস দি লর্ডস অ্যাসোসিয়েটস, দে আর কামিং অ্যাজ ফর্ম অফ সাধু, অ্যান্ড লর্ডস হিমসেলফ অলসো কামিং, দ্যাট ইজ লর্ডস হ্যাভ লাভিং সার্চ for his lost servant. And that is the main religion. And we are the preacher of that religion. We are not any of sampradayik conception distributor.
Party spirit.
We have actually no party spirit.
No sectarian interest. No
sectarian
interest.
Sectarian?
Interest.
And that is, we have not that. Actually, Mahaprabhu said, Jiver Sarupai Krishna Nityodas, Krishna Tatrasta Shakti Vidavet Prakash, Krishna Bhuli Seijin, Anadi Vahimu, Adaya Mayatare Daya Sansaradi. That is, they forgot Krishna. Jiva soul forgot Krishna. Mahaprabhu came and gave that consciousness. Krishna is your property and he is a reality and he is beautiful. And you want him. You need ecstasy. You need nectar. Then you must wake up and take your wealth, that is Krishna prayed. Purnatha. And he preached Hare Krishna Mahamantra all over the world. And many auspicious and fortunate souls, many sincere seekers, they have got that mantra and they are attracted by that mantra. And also they are connected with our Guru Maharaj, many of them. And they are real searcher of Krishna consciousness. And step by step, they are trying to proceed to their own destiny. And that is the Goloka Vrindavan. And that way they are searching till up to death. Now I am seeing that, and I am feeling very proud and joyful that you all, with connection of Krishna consciousness, come here and wants to hear from me something. But I do not know English, very difficult to explain in English. But informal, any question, answer will come from your side, that is more easy to take and give answer. But as a lecture form, to tell anything, it is very difficult for me. I have no difficulty to give answer about Krishna consciousness, anything. But giving lecture is very difficult for me. When you will get chance, you can question me about our religion or Krishna consciousness. I shall be very happy.
If anyone has any questions now, Maharaj.
Now you can, well, you have time, you can do it. And, I shall be very happy if I can give that answer.
Yes. Yes. If one is not able to go to the holy dham, like that was weak for Vrindavan for a long period of time, but one remains in the United States in the association of devotees worshipping the deity of Krishna, can one actually achieve Raghunatha Bhakti or spontaneous love and higher without going to the holy dham?
If we cannot go to the three dhams, like Navadvip dham, but we stay in other place like United States and worship Sri Murti, Sri Vigraha, and do our spiritual practice, can we attain to Raga Bhajan, Raga Bhakti? Is it possible if we cannot go to Sri dham, Navadvip dham, other dhams?
There is two, three stages. One, first stage, Yaman, in the school life, then college life, and after that university life. It's all student life. Here is also five stages. Pratyakha, parokkha, aparokkha, aprakita, and adhukṣa. Adhukṣaja and aprakita. We are living in the five stages. Pratyakha means what we are feeling and seeing and looking, that is stage of pratyakha. Right. There are many things, many wrong feelings can attack us and can come to us. That is, there are possibility, always pratyakha not showing, dhumi nabri yate banni, like that.
Everything covered by smoke.
Everything covered by smoke. And where is smoke, there is fire. It is not always truth. A smoke can come another form, like fog. It is also looking like smoke. Then pratyakha always is not truth. Then it is ignorable. Pratyakha, parokkha, what we are hearing from others, that's also coming with their own knowledge. Not only it is correctly, everybody can represent. then that's also not always money.
Perfect or correct.
Perfect or correct. And puttakka parakka aparakka, what is knowledge of aparakka, we cannot see. But it's coming through the scriptural advice. That's also many interpretation coming to us, and that's also sometimes not giving truth to us.
Confusion.
There comes confusedness. And looking this type of scriptural many confusedness, Yudhishthira Maharaj himself answered to the Dharmaraj, who was form of bird. Ye rahache veda vibhinna rishayo vibhinna naso rishivyasya matangna bhinnam dharmasya tattang nihitam guhayam mahajano jena gatasya pantha. Ved puttakka parakka aparakka, many way telling us, but we cannot take the advice of Veda, that is our Gyan Bhandar.
Storehouse of knowledge.
Store of knowledge is very limited. And who is giving that knowledge, he also not perfect sometimes. All the rishis showing, if Parashar said one conception, Vasishtha telling other conception. The Chavan Rishi telling other conception. Many rishis and many conceptions, they are giving about one thing. Then they are also jiva souls is confused. But Manusangita what told, that is very nice, the Vidyan Visevita Sadhvi, Nitya Maddesh Ragri, who have no enviousness, who have no
anger,
who is not under control by six senses.
Yes.
He is real sadhu, and he is real Mahajan. And what is riveting in his heart, you follow that. That is called Mahajan. The Mahaprabhu also advised that, ye sadhu sange krishna naam ei matra chai, saṃsāra jinite ār kuna vastu nai. That means, you must chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with the sadhu, that type of man, who is not under control of his senses, and who is practicing Krishna consciousness 24 hours, under his guidance, you try to practice. And that, what is practice there, that is seva, service. Service, whom to serve, that conception will give that type of sadhu. And he will give that sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, darshanam. It's also expressed in the scriptures, shakkam atma nivedanam. Your question coming, it is little higher levels thinking. That before necessary to patparam, tarpa chacharam, tarpa gobbogaram. First necessary to build ourselves as a clean position. Mahaprabhu said, te cheto tarpana majjal. That first necessary to clean the mirror of mind. Then there we can, it will be cleaned, there we can try to see the other revelation.
Reflection. Of ourself.
Of ourself. That is called Atma. Atma Shakkatkar.
Self-realization.
And when it will come, by the way, we must see, with me Krishna always living. Krishna. And our position under guidance of some one, Krishna's associates of Krishna. That is our position. We shall try to serve Krishna, but not to direct. If we go to direct, we cannot see real form of Krishna. Then under guidance of someone expert, servitor of dear servitor or very close associates of Krishna, we shall do that. But before that, necessary, an example given by Gaurkishadhar Babaji Maharaj, it is a very clear example that first necessary marriage, after that he will he will take association of his husband, then he will be pregnant, then he can produce the child.
She
can produce the child. But if anybody will go to labor room and will try to produce one child, he cannot produce that. And that way, the Rupanuga Bhajana Sampad, that is the wealth of Rupanuga practice, that is very high rank matter. Before our Sarupasiddhi will come, and when we will be Sarupasiddha, Sarupasiddha means
internal
form will be changed within us. Internal form will change within our this body. Then we can think that Vrindavan or Navadvip, Lila, and every higher, we can feel that. If we will stay in America, it is not a place of America like that. Place, the inner
consciousness,
and that transcendental world living in the consciousness. And that is transcendental consciousness, but it is in consciousness. Mm. And this question comes from Srila Swami Maharaj. He wrote one letter to me. Govinda Maharaj, you ask your Guru Maharaj, that is his order. I feel my Gurudeva's order, Srila Saraswati Thakur. That my health is very
bad.
Disturbed now, and attacked by heart attack. 2 times it's happened. But I have much service in this America and this Western world. I have many service, and if I stay, I can do much service here. Now it is revealing very big way. But my health is very poor, and I do not know when I shall die. And if I die, my desire is that, I want to die in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Then, now the bell, death ring bell, it is already twice happened, and I do not know when I shall leave this body. But it is my desire, I want to leave this body in Vrindavan. You ask Guru Maharaj, that is, he is sick also. I do not want to disturb him. You ask him, if I die here, what will be for me? And if I... but my will is that I want to die in Vrindavan. And what is his order, I shall take in my head. This way he wrote one letter to me. And I asked Sri Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj said, "Oh, he is asking, it is his humility. But he knows the answer. Then you give the answer to him. You heard he is living, Vrindavan is present there. And when he wants to die in Vrindavan, Vrindavan if necessary, will go to him, then he is not necessary to think about that way. And when he meet and presence of Vrindavan, but he is living in Vrindavan, he told this way, he is living in Vrindavan, then not question to die or death in Vrindavan. But if he want, Vrindavan may will go to him. Then he do not be worried, you write him, he preach there. When his preaching service there is very exalted or more coming, then he will preach there, and in the time he will get everything to see. That way Guru Maharaj told answer, I have given that answer. And getting that answer, Srila Sai Maharaj again gave me another letter. You know, I have got the permission of my Gurudev to stay in this America, and near soon I may get maybe citizenship, it is possible. But I have this work, that work, that work. I am very happy to get here. And your questions answer also like that. Hare Krishna. Then, when that position we will get, that position everywhere Vrindavan will come to live in our heart. But it is very high thinking. Before that, many things necessary. Before marriage, association, then many things will come. Then we can produce something. Otherwise, only we shall try to conceive, 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 and nothing produce. Like Hare Krishna.
Any other friends?
Any other friends? Any question?
Ask any question.
It is easy to me to give answer. Otherwise,
Maharaj will be happy.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes.
When you get stuck,
stuck
means
in one place
we cannot make our progress, we cannot hear Krishna, we cannot see Krishna, and we cannot understand Krishna. We are trying, but we are feeling we are stuck in one place, we cannot progress.
Yes.
What shall we do then?
We are looking at the deity.
We are seeing the deity, but we are not seeing Krishna. We are hearing Harinam, we are not hearing Krishna. What shall we do? We cannot get any progress.
We
are very ordinary people, and we cannot do.
It is a very nice question.
Yes.
It is so important question for everybody, not for you only. It is for all the practitioners' question. They are practicing, but not progressing.
Mm.
And that is the main vital point. Why they are not progressing? They are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, and already they are practicing also. But feelings not coming so nice way to them. Then you must think why it is not coming. And if there is feelings. One is very perfect feelings. And if it is with you, then you have no problem. Really you are progressing. And another is, really he is not progressing. Feelings not coming to him. Mahaprabhu when said, na prema gandhasti dharapi me haru krundami sobhagya phalam prakashitum
bhakshi vilasam.
And other sloka? other sloka you see kashtakam.
Nam namakari bahudha.
Nam namakari bahudha. Nijo sarva shakti staktar pitani amita smarane no kalo. Etadrishi tabakripa bhagavan mamapi duddhaipa midrisho miha jani nanu raiva. You appear in the name of Krishna, many names, Govinda, Madhava, Hare, Mukunda, Murari. You gave many names in this world. And there your full power also present. But I am chanting. Really, I am not getting association of that Harinam. And what for? I do not know. I think it is my very durbhagya.
Great misfortune.
Great misfortune, that is, I am not getting association of Harinam. Real Harinam, it will reveal in our heart, then that result immediately we must will get. But we are not getting that. And when Mahaprabhu said it, that we must will think, yeah, Mahaprabhu, he had full feelings and full association of Krishna, he is getting. But he need more and more. That is, he is not satisfied with that revelation.
Yes, revelation.
Revelation. And what he getting something, he is very unsatisfied. That is, he is thinking, jeta mane amar durbhagya je ami pelam na.
It's my misfortune, I could not get it.
It is my misfortune that I could not get it. And Mahaprabhu telling it. But for ourselves also, that type of many, we are not feeling. We are worshipping, we are telling Krishna, we are thinking we must progress. But progress meant not happening. And which way we are, we understand that is in joyfulness not coming in our heart, mind not fulfilling through that devotional mood, and also we are not getting strong faith, firm faith not coming to us. And there what we shall do? This is your question. If that position we have, we shall, what we will do? That time we shall try to get a good Vaishnava association. If you will get that, we will search a real practitioner who is practicing Krishna consciousness 24 hours. And real practitioner, we shall try to get his association. Association means his advice, talking with him, dadati pradhiginnati kuchyamakhyati prichyati bhunkte bhujayate chaiva sarvidham priti lakkalam, na?
Yes.
That is called association.
Yes.
But you tell me, dadati means
giving.
Giving to him what relation we are keeping in this mundane world with our relative. That time, association we shall try to get
affectionately
and regardful way, a good Vaishnava. And through him, by his mercy, we can understand and we can feel why we are not getting that inspiration. We are doing archan,
worship
of the Lord, somebody's house, maybe they are deity, somebody not deity, other forms, trying to serve the Tulasi Devi, and trying to progress anyway, trying to do Harinam Sankirtan, chanting beads, but not feeling coming in the heart. But it is not very good for us, no doubt. Behind there, some offensive mood of us, it is present. But with the association of a good Vaishnava, it must will be clean up. And then feelings, happiness, and attachment from this detachment
from this
mundane, mundane attraction, it will be
removed.
When someone eating food, first he is feeling some happiness, his belly going full hungerness also going out. The hungerness for this mundane world, it will go out. And feelings of Krishna consciousness, it will reveal in our heart. And bhakti pareshanubhav, feelings. And activity of devotion, it will happily grown up within my nature. And that, then we can feel it is happened my progressment.
Progress.
Otherwise, happened my progress.
we can feel our progress. Is happening. This has come.
Otherwise, we cannot feel it.
Right.
Then necessary to get a good practitioner's association. Well, that must be good. Otherwise, if any egoist person who have much ego, I am devotee, I am practicing Krishna consciousness 15 years, somebody I am 20 years, somebody 25 years, like me, 40 years. But not will be good. Their association with humility, tolerant, and giving honor to others. Who is practicing Krishna consciousness under guidance of some sadhu? His association must be perfect. And if you try to get it, that will be good. Otherwise, another way, many question and answer, you will see some of the books of our Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. If you try to read, if you not get that type of Vaishnava, if you try to read that books, and also many books, externally, many books we can see, religion book, that is Garuda Puran, Shaktik Puran, many Puran, Garuda Puran, tarpare Padma Puran is very big, and there is Srimad Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. If you read minutely, you will get strength in your mind. Gita is the best for Param Jaya Jaya Harinam Chidanandam Mritadham Parotattva. Parotattva means Supreme Personality of Godhead. He, in form of the letter, appeared in this mundane world and through this perceptual line in my heart, it will reveal this is my prayer. Somebody asking, that time I shall think Radha Krishna Murti, or I shall think the Nitai Gaur, or I shall think any Vrindavan Leela of Krishna and chant Hare Krishna? Not necessary to do that. That can take us other way. But only mood of prayer, if we chant Hare Krishna without offense, ten kinds of offense, that is necessary to
study, remember and avoid.
Avoid. Study, remember and avoid. Tinte okkhor bolle na ami ki kore bujbo.
I'm not lying.
Avoid. Then that maha mantra must reveal in our heart and show his form. He will show.
So one does it need to make a conscious effort to get into meditation now that it will come spontaneously.
So we don't need to make a special effort for meditation, it will come to us automatically if we chant.
Not meditation necessary. Meditation means ওটা দিস অলসো ওয়ান কাইন্ড অফ মেডিটেশন এটা হচ্ছে গিয়ে ওইটা অত্যন্ত মানে আগ্রহের সঙ্গে
উইথ গ্রেট ইগনেস উইথ গ্রেট হ্যাঙ্করিং এন্ড ইগনেস
হ্যাঙ্করিং ইগারনেস
আর্নেস্ট আর্নেস্টনেস
আগ্রহ অ্যানাদার
সিনসিয়রিটি
আর্নেস্টনেস
আর্নেস্টনেস বলুন সিনসিয়রিটি
এটা মানে maybe that is. But hankering.
Hankering is correct.
Hankering, that is for Rupanuga Bhakti, Rago Bhakti. There will be workful hankering. Here also hankering, no doubt, otherwise why you will do that? But not only hankering, it is with full sincerity.
Some people say that they don't have as much time as they would like to devote to this. Like working here 8 to 5 in jobs and everything. If someone doesn't have as much time as they would like to, then what to do?
Like to chant. Time.
Let us say
they don't have so much time. He's working, someone's working, they don't have so much time. They have only little time. Then what can they do to
little
take
time? What? What for little time? That I am asking.
For what?
What for? Chanting?
No,
for
no,
chanting?
Let,
or?
Let us say someone to support himself. Like
that's I understand. Yes. But what for? Chanting time is little.
Chanting time and let us say has very little time to chant and do devotional service and everything. Then what is the remedy for that?
It is when will come, মানে যখন প্রয়োজন বোধটা খুব বেশি হবে আর কি.
When the necessity is
necessity will come in my mind, it is necessary for me and I need it, then time also will come gradually.
Necessity is the mother,
first thing, mother of the and mother. Second thing is that. But we are living and our activity may be non-stopping way, but chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is with, what a kibale, what a not meditation, what a, that is, Guru Maharaj told very nice English, I forget that. যেটা বেশ কোয়ান্টিটি অ্যান্ড কোয়ালিটি মহারাজ টু থিংস ওয়ান ইজ কোয়ান্টিটি
কোয়ালিটি
কোয়ালিটি উই শ্যাল সি কোয়ালিটি অফ চ্যান্টিং দ্যাট ইজ অ্যাঙ্কারিং অ্যান্ড নেসেসিটি sincerity, humility, tolerance, with all mixing away, some English maybe, and with that mood, eagerly we shall try to chant, maybe not 16 rounds or maybe not 30 rounds.
either.
Maybe 4 hours. But if we will try to chant and see the quality, then also more and more chanting spirit will come to me. And time also will come for the practicing life.
Prabhu?
Could you explain the term samyama?
Samyama.
Samyama.
Samyama? Samyama.
Samyama means sense control. Sense, we have sense, chakku, karna, nasika, jivha, tava. That is eyes, ear, chakku, karna, nose, tongue, and the
touch.
Skin. First necessary to try to control this fifth senses.
Five
senses. And it is possible by practice. Two way. One way is yoga marga. They have some practicing process. They are showing that, and through that we can control the senses. And in the bhakti marga, they are practicing process, not always is same with the yoga marga, but here engaged yourself, every senses have every part of activity.
Function.
That is, Narottam Das Thakur said, Kam Krishna Karmarpane, Krodh Bhakta Deshijane, Lobh Sadhu Sange Hori Katha, Madha Krishna Gunakhane Maha Ishta Labha Vine Nijukta Kariva Jatha Tata. It is Narottam Das Thakur's advice that we have all the senses, and not only that, we are suffering from them. And if we try to engage them this way, when our strong
activity.
Will appear, and that full energy, if we use to the service of Guru Vaishnava and Bhagavan, then it will be controlled automatically. But Srimad Bhagavad Gita said, No jayat rasan javat jitam sarvam jite rase. Tavat jitendriyam nasyat bijitanendriya puman no jayat rasan javat jitam sarvam jite rase. We cannot say him as a sense controller, control man,
yes.
Sense control man.
Yes.
If he is all senses control and not to control his tongue, that is called jiva, then we not will say he is sense control man.
We cannot say that.
It is in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And why? That is food given us much energy. And foods have palatable.
Yes, palatable.
Palatable food.
Quality, yeah.
Very quick. Quality and palatable food giving very quick. Nourishment with energy. And through that, if we cannot serve any liberated soul, then it will be cause of my bondage.
Bondage, yes.
Bondage. Then Bhakti Marga, they are showing always to the service, and you engage your energy for the service to Guru Vaishnava. And this is the process. And tongue control process is that you must not eat anything without Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasad, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it is transcendental. Appear in your form, in your form as jaro, material. But when it is offered to the deity, it is must got form of transcendental. And if you will taste it and eat it with full faith, then your all the senses very easily will be controlled, and you can do seva of Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice. You know, when we are eating Mahaprasadam, that time one song we are singing, that sarira vidya jal jalendira tahe kal jive phale bishoy sagare tar moddhe jibhavati lobhamay sudur moti take jeta kothino samsare krishna bara dayamoy koribare jibha joy. Krishna is very merciful, and for that he given this Mahaprasadam for the control of the senses of jiva, of the tongue. And this Mahaprasadam given, and you eat that and chant Hare Krishna, and you can control your tongue. And if you can control your tongue, you easily can control your other senses. It is advice of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And this is our process.
One question there.
Yes, Prabhu?
In your opinion, how much relevance is given to revealing one's mind to Rudraksha?
How much importance?
How much
importance should we give to revealing our mind to our God brother?
Revealing mind to God brother?
Revealing mind means Ujjamakhyati. Revealing our mind to our God brother.
God brother?
Which God brother?
No.
God brother? Any God brother?
Why God brother?
Ah, yes.
Why always it is God brother? What is question? Not clear.
How much important is it in to reveal our mind to our God brother? A little more of that question.
God brothers means who initiated by your guru. He is God brother, is it not?
Any God brother.
Any God brother, that means?
Any and every God brother?
Any devotee.
Any devotee who we
initiated by the guru.
Initiated by
God brother, generally telling, God brother initiated by guru. He is God brother.
Oh.
Same guru initiated by same guru. But other way we can see, everybody is my brother. That is another thing. And when you will mention God brother, then necessary to see his association will be good for you or not. Sometimes he is initiated by your Gurudev, but he is not following your Gurudev. And he is not practicing Krishna consciousness. Why he will do his sangha? Why he will take his association? It is not helpful. If not, it will be helpful for you. Who is following? If your guru is perfect, that's also first question. If your guru is perfect and your God brother is perfectly practicing Krishna consciousness, then you must try to get his association. That will be very good for you. But there is two questions.
guru must be perfect, and other thing, God brother practicing Krishna consciousness.
What I want to say is that when a God brother approaches his fellow God brother and he is asking him how he is doing, he may say he's fine, but inside he has trouble. He is about his Krishna consciousness, and he does not reveal his mind to his God brother. He just says, I'm fine. And so how much importance it is to reveal.
That is very difficult to understand, no doubt. Everybody do not want to show his insight. That is nature. Inside going someone, thinking. When chanting Hare Krishna, that time also we have got feelings many times. Chanting Hare Krishna, mind going other way. When many problems in our mind, Gurudev said, chant Hare Krishna 4 rounds. I am trying to chant 4 rounds, but round in my hand and mind is other hand. It is going. Chanchalanghi manakrishna pramati balavad dridham tasyayam nigraham mannish bayuri busudishkaram. It is very fickle. Everybody's mind is that. Maybe somebody is more steady. But fickleness with everybody's mind. And we only, if we'll try to control that, we not will be successful. Then we shall engage for the service. It automatically will come in control. If I have no chance to think about without service to Krishna, then my mind automatically will be engaged for the service to Krishna. And who have much time in hand, he will think other things. But that is, I have no time to think without service to Guru Gauranga. But it is my experience, I am telling to you. Many days gone, I forget to eat in the noontime. But my
hunger.
My hunger is very strong, but I forget to eat. Many days gone. And that time, I tried to realize that it is very good for me if I get this type of service. But mental weariness, it is always giving some pain. But if you take that pain for the Guru Gauranga, that is more good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said to Saraswati Thakur, first life, when Mayapur discovered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mayapur Chaitanya, you know Mayapur, discovered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it is found, your Mahaprabhu's birthplace, everybody coming, going, that time it is found. And Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur was young, and he not will go in grihastha life, it is settled, but he do not want to take any disturbance about the, what is he? Vishay.
The responsibility.
Material responsibility. He do not want to take it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants to give him, not only wants to give him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered him. Bimal, his name was Bimala Prasad. Bimal, I am giving to you charge of Mahaprabhu's birthplace and you try to serve it and
develop.
And Saraswati Thakur said, oh, it is very distasteful for me and I cannot manage it. You give to another, anyone, that will be good for me. I shall serve, but charge give to others. And this also I told my Guru Maharaj, myself also. That was my same position. Saraswati Thakur, when told it, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, what you told?
if you do not want to take disturbance for Mahaprabhu, service of Mahaprabhu, then what you will be in future? You will be follower of Nirakar Nirvishesh Vadi. You will be Mayavadi, who is living everything. And he wants to leave everything, then finally what he will get? You must take this responsibility and disturbance for Mahaprabhu, then your mind, senses, everything will be controlled by that service. Then Saraswati Thakur took the service of Mayapur. And now you are seeing which way it is really in front of us. And only the process, necessary good association. He may be God-brother and may not be God-brother. Maybe your disciple. That's also no problem. Disciple appearing in form of... Now, guru appearing in form of disciple. Who can see, he is real guru. Yet this man come, he is my disciple, I shall always give my kicking to him. It is not guru's business. Guru always think he come in form of this girl or this boy. My guru come to teach me and I shall do their service. I shall do their service. Yes. It is English.
Yes. Do this.
That is, feelings must be with guru, otherwise he not guru.
I shall serve them.
I shall serve them. That feelings must be with them. When I am giving Harinam in Mala to the chanting beast to others, its remembrance always coming to me. I am not proprietor of this Harinam and chanting beats. It is chanted by my Guru Maharaj, chanted and given by Sri Goswami Maharaj. By their order, I am giving to them. It is my seva of my guru. Their order, I am giving to them. And when I am doing that, I am giving mala, I am praying to my Guru Maharaj, sometimes Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. I am unqualified, I do not know, I have no capacity. But you have much capacity. Through me, you can bestow your mercy. This boy or this girl, please, you give your mercy. And this is, I think it is real process. I do not want to cheat myself and do not want to cheat others. What will it be by the cheating? Only some wealth I may get, some wealth. Gurabho bahava santi, shishya vitta apaharaka, durlava sad guru devi shishya santa apaharaka. But my life is past and I do not want that type of anything. Now if anything good in my front, by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, I always pray that to get. And if anybody wants to help from me, I shall try to help by the name of my Guru Maharaj, by the name of Srila Swami Maharaj or Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. What is relation and related with matter, that type of matter I will think. And this way, if I shall try to proceed, I happily can go to our destiny, my destiny. Otherwise, I also must be disturbed. Everybody giving me position, everybody giving me ego. If I keep that, what will be? After a few days, I may die, or after death, where I shall go, I do not know. Then what necessary to make much jamala?
Borderation.
Borderation. But not necessarily that way. Actually, we not will make our enemy. First thing, Mahaprabhu said, who can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? That qualification Mahaprabhu told. Trinada Vishunichena, Tarodiva Shaisnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaha. Who is humble? Who is tolerant? And who can give honor to others? He can chant proper way Harinam Sankirtan. That is, he not will make his enemy. It is Mahaprabhu's advice. Then no possibility come to make Vaishnava apurat. If I give honor to everybody, then which Vaishnava apurat will come to me? I am giving honor to everybody. Automatically, I do not know who is Vaishnava here and who is not Vaishnava. That is, I am giving honor to everybody. And it is in Bengal, a very nice place. Kon nora kokon shiv hai ta to jani na, tai sab nora ki dandabaddi. Mane, in the road, you will go in Calcutta, if you go, you will see some one tree, under the tree some mane stone. Every Sunday, every Saturday or some of day, they are doing some puja that stone. Mane, street beggar to rich man, everybody's nature like that. And when you will walk, you will see there
red.
They have worship it at that stone. I asked someone, somebody going with me and he's doing dandavat. And I am asking, whom you are doing dandavat? This is a street beggar, they are making this function and getting some money and drinking wine. And whom you are giving dandavat and respect. He is seeing that stone and giving dandavat, seeing that stone and giving. And that man told, I do not know which stone is Lord Shiva. Maybe they are living Lord Shiva or someone. And if I not pay my dandavat, Shiva will be angry. Then I am giving my dandavat to every stone. What fault for me? The Mahaprabhu shown that process. If you give honor to everybody, Vaishnava automatically honored by you. That's showing we are feeding the poor people. That is, collection will be very easy way. That is, we are telling we are feeding poor people, but it is not fact actually. Fact, we are distributing Mahaprasadam to the mass. And in that, if anybody is very auspicious soul or liberated soul, it is English, and hungry, he come to take it. If unknowingly, if I can feed him also, that results also I shall get the good Sukriti. Sukriti, two kinds of Sukriti. One is very auspicious Sukriti and one is general Sukriti. If I feed others, I shall get general Sukriti. And if I anyway feed someone great soul, that will be very auspicious Sukriti. And through that I will get devotion to Krishna. And we are following that process. We are giving, we are doing mass distribution, the Mahaprasadam, and that is cause is that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's wrote in his own article in Sajjana Toshi. many things in the scriptures, but the expert can collect from there. And I have no necessity to collect from that. That is, if I will get one good association, through him, easily I can collect everything. And that is very good advice of Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures also. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. My explanation I shall give in my line, and that is, in the Western world, when Sri Swami has come, he has seen everybody is unqualified about chanting Vedas, and they are busily engaged with their own service. But if anybody wants to chant, first, if I shall try to give them full knowledge of Krishna consciousness, they cannot receive it. Then he told four directives you must follow, and chant 16 now must be. He think if they can follow four directives, enough for them. But here is not four directives. Actually, here is five directives. And another is money. Illegal sex. Another?
Intoxication.
Meat eating. And gambling. That four directives you not to do. Who will Krishna practice Krishna consciousness? He must avoid that four directives. But there is another one directive, and that is very important, that is that gold. That means money. And Kali living in the gold, that money. But Prabhupada not giving that. And why not giving that? Answer is that they, without money, they cannot live. But without these four directives, they easily can live. And other things is that he took that poison for himself. Money, through money, what poison will come from others? You are giving your energy. Money giving means your energy giving. You are earning money through your energy. Then you are giving me that energy. When I am trying to digest your energy, then I must be sick. But if I have power to digest, that, then I can digest easily. And he kept for himself that money charge of money. Mm-hmm. That is, he ordered to his all the brahmachari, what you will earn whole day, you not keep for yourself one farthing. You must give to fund, to the main fund.
To the mission.
To the mission. And mission will give you food, etc. But what you will earn, you must give deposit to mission fund. That way he took himself the charge of money. But if he will say to everybody, money, don't touch the money, and there is living Kali, then nobody will leave and nobody will take Krishna consciousness. That is, money is life in this material world. he told four directives. They can prescribe. Doctor, they are doctor. They know what prescription necessary for what, which world.
Which
patient.
Which disease.
And which disease. A disease is same for Sridhar Maharaj and Sri Swami Maharaj. It's same. But Swami Maharaj has come into the Western world and there he has seen the innocent person, innocently they will chant, then give some money, burn to them. They will chant 16 rounds. Without 16 rounds, I shall not give relief to them. And they are all the responsibility I shall take. This way. This way, Srila Sai Maharaj given directives. And Srila Maharaj living in Navadvipa Chaitanya Saraswata Manda. There, everybody knows Srila Sridhar Maharaj as a saint. But here, everybody do not know Srila Sai Maharaj as a saint. And they are thinking, we shall, if we practice Krishna consciousness under this Guru's guidance, we must get some result. Then task also, heavy ways, Swami Maharaj gave to them. You chant 16 rounds, then you will talk with me. But Mahaprabhu given more hard task. Mahaprabhu said 1 lakh every day, who is not taking Harinam, I am not taking prasadam to his house. And that told Mahaprabhu. And Srila Guru Maharaj was very merciful. He knows the position of the jiva souls. And he has much experience, I can say. About Indian section, that is, he was habituated with Indians. Okay, nobody chanting 16 rounds. Only few chanting, no doubt, 16 rounds, but mostly not chanting 16 rounds. They are thinking, oh, today I cannot chant 16 rounds. Tomorrow I shall chant 20 rounds. It's happening. It's happened in my life. I know things and why. But tomorrow, 20 rounds, not was possible. Then debt going.
Yes, debt is increasing. Debt is increasing.
Increasing debt. And he went to initiation. He promised to his guru, yes, I shall chant 16 rounds. He is failure to keep his promise to his guru, and offense coming that way too. Seeing that, Guru Maharaj told, minimum 4 rounds you must chant. And when you will chant, minorly you try to chant, concentrated way, you try to chant and mood of prayer. 4 rounds and more as much possible. But minimum 4 rounds, it is relief for the section who cannot chant. This is, but here is no different. Actually, scripture said, smartabha satatam vishnu
vismartabha
no jatuchit sarve vidhi nishedashu retayur eva kinkara. You have seen Hari Bhakti Vilas, maybe this type of book, ruling book of Vaishnavism. Manusangita, this type of book, all the rules and regulations there. But why this type of rules and regulations for the conditioned souls only for two purposes. You must always remember Krishna and you not forget Krishna. That two rules. Actually, all the rules and regulations following two methods. Two purposes, no?
Yes, both purposes.
Two reasons.
Not forget Krishna and you must remember Krishna. Nishet means?
Prohibition.
Prohibition, don't forget Krishna. And?
Vidhi.
Vidhi.
Injunction.
Injunction, you must remember Krishna. And all the rules and regulations following that two things. Then Acharya coming in this mundane world, they can decide what is necessary for those for dog and those for cows, those for human body. Same medicine, same antibiotic, but necessary dose for the cows, 8 times dose, higher dose, 8 times for the cows. 2 capsules if for human body, 16 capsules for cow. In same medicine. 8 capsules for dog. And they will decide, they are doctors. Srila Swami Maharaj doctor and Guru Maharaj also doctor. They will decide what is a dose for whom. Now time is finished. They are telling 8:15. Jai Guru Maharaj. Jai Om Vishnubhava Sila Bhakti Vallabhakal Sila Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnubhava Sila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Sila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai.
Kapadikal
Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Ashram Ki Jai. Kamagata Vaishnava Mandala Ki Jai. Kamagata Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Gaur Prabhanande
Ki Jai.
Om Vishnu Padmanam Vajrajagacharya Vajrasto Charasura Shishimad Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Acharya Dev Shri Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande
Ki Jai.